My name is Harold Crick. I believe you're writing a joke about me.
About me, accurately and with a better vocabulary.
Come on!
Harold found himself exasperated.
Shut up!
Is this a
story about
when others' minds would fantasize about cursing the heavens in futility?
What?
Have you met anyone recently who might loathe the very core of you?
Everyone hates me. I'm an IRS agent.
Get bent, tax man!
I'm stupid, so shut up and leave me alone!
Everyone hates me.
Yes. Am I interrupted?
Yes.
Everyone hates me.
The publishers think I have
figured out how to kill Harold Crick.
Do you have
a woman's voice?
I don't know how to kill Harold Crick. Writer's block.
This is a story about
writer's block.
Harold lived a life of solitude.
Hello?
Harold, he would
stroke
alone.
No, I'm not.
He would stroke others.
No, I'm not.
Harold just
strokes.
Brush strokes. Strokes.
All right, who just said Harold just strokes?
Who just said Harold just counted brush strokes?
Who just counted brush strokes? Who just said Harold just counted brush? Who just said strokes? Strokes.
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 Dave, I'm being followed.
Oh, hey, oh, being followed, you're not moving.
Spy woman, she's narrating.
Oh.
Harold couldn't concentrate on his work.
I can't think why.
Strokes.
You have a voice speaking to you.
Harold found himself
stroked.
Shut up and leave me alone!
So you're the narrator, gentleman who called me about the narrator.
The thing to conclusively determine conclusively is whether you're in a tragedy or a tragedy.
The narrator
hates me.
Well, that sounds like a
joke.
Have you written anything new today?
Figured out how to kill Harold Crick.
Kill Harold Crick.
Did he know? Little events had been set in motion that would lead to his imminent
death. You have to understand that this is life.
I want to live.
To me, it's my story.
I need to speak to Karen Eiffel.
I'm going to kill one of her characters.
I'm sorry?
I'm in her new book, and she's going to kill
Karen Eiffel.
Why?
Woman. It's one of my favorite authors.
That's the voice, she's the narrator.